What would you call it, Bill?
Madness.
What would you call it, Stephanie?
Bedlam.
What would you call it, Phil?
Madness.
Bob, what do you think?
Madness.
James, what do you think?
Insanity.
Well, here are the results. Yes, some call it madness.
Hi, good evening. How are you this Saturday night? My name is Bob Danzi, and with me are the WRTI players, namely Bill Sabatelli, Sir Barry Robert Mulich, and Bill Stock. And this is Some Call It Madness, and you're listening to WRTI FM 90.1 in Philadelphia. We've got a lot of fine things planned for you this evening, and right now we turn you over to our master announcer, Mr. Bill Stock.
The WRTI FM radio newsreel is on the air. Princeton researcher discovers cure for common cold.
Princeton researcher Heinrich Fierbaum announced today a cure for the common cold. An interview with a good doctor yielded this solution.
This is your reporter on the campus of Princeton University, and I'm talking to the good doctor who has just found a cure for the common cold. Doctor, excuse me. Yes, sir. What exactly is your cold, your cure, doctor?
Well, I'll tell you. It's like this. We get all the people with colds to smoke and smoke and smoke 16, 18 packs a day. It gives the cold germs cancer, and they're cured.
Winter fashions displayed by fashion designer Yves St. Laurent.
Yves St. Laurent presented several new concepts in the field of fashion design this week. Adelaide Patti Dufoise Graz modeled one dress which drew a good deal of male applause, some wide-eyed gazes from women, and three police officers who arrested her for indecent exposure.
Water fluoridation condemned by Marianne Folkpovner, folk singer.
Infamously well-known folk rocker Marianne Toothy Folkpovner announced from her positively 4th Street soapbox today that fluoridation of water is a communist plot. For verification, Marianne said, the proof is in the Jell-O, pudding, which yielded 55 of Marianne's 60 teeth.
Sheet manufacturers denounce Ku Klux Klan to discontinue wearing white sheets.
Southern sheet manufacturers announced this week that they will shortly discontinue the manufacture of white bed sheets. The manufacturers gave two reasons. First, the use of sheets by the Ku Klux Klan to make hoods resulted in an extreme bed linen shortage. Secondly, KKK members refused to wear the sheets so that manufacturers' names would show.
All the news, all the time on the WRTI FM radio newsreel.